Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
Hello, podcasters. I'm Ron, your host, and today we're going to be talking about God's fire. Have you experienced God's fire in your life? Well, today we're going to initiate by faith the fire of God in our lives. He comes and refines out of us the impurities that need to go in our lives so that we can stand in His presence, because our God is a consuming fire.
I'm so thankful for all of the experiences and trials and meetings with the Lord and things that I've been through.
Right.
Because they produce a stability.
Right.
Yeah.
In your life. I don't have those ups and downs anymore.
No.
As far as my walk with the Lord and faith, boy, that's solid as a rock. There's a foundation there.
You bet.
Definitely.
You bet.
When you're walking like this and God's putting you through the fire, and because they went through it, they're going to rule and reign with Him. If you haven't gone through the fire and you haven't had all that stuff burned out, you're not going to be one of those that are going to rule and reign with Him.
And it's a choice.
Very much.
Very much.
I wanted to read here out of Matthew 7 because Ron and I talked about this some time ago, really kind of created a fear of the Lord in our hearts. This is 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I know people raising people from the dead, healing the sick. And I wonder, is it the Lord doing that through them? Revelations gives a warning about that. If He doesn't know you, you better go talk to Him and say, put me through the fire now, because I want you to know me. I don't care how much I know you. If you don't know
Absolutely.
Me, if you don't know me, I'm in trouble.
That haunts me. That really
That
haunts
scripture
me.
That you're talking about right there, Alan, is just huge.
Yes.
Because I'm saying this with not anything but just a love and a brokenness for people. But there are so many Christians out there that feel like they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably
and
are
they
good
are.
People. Yeah, they're good people. But your goodness isn't going to cut it.
No.
It's only Christ's nature that's going to cut it with the Father. He's looking for His Son's nature in you.
Yes.
That's why He deals with you, or He wants to deal with you daily. He's trying to burn out the Adamic nature, and He's trying to impart Christ's nature, because there is a judgment day. There is a line that's drawn in the sand. There is a time that it's too late.
Yes.
You know, there really is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for those who refuse the dealings and the fire and all this that God's lovingly trying to bring to our hearts, then there's no choice but a terrifying expectation of judgment. And it's what the scripture says. It's a terrifying thing to fall in the hands of a living God.
Yeah.
Well, it's terrifying for who? For those who won't
submit.
That's right. Won't submit, won't open up to the Lord's dealings now.
Right.
Yep.
And it's all love. It's His love. We may not see it that way as human beings when we're going through the fire. Well, look at a little child. He doesn't really appreciate you when you're disciplining him and spanking him.
Right.
But you know as well as I do, without that, he's not going to be asset to society. It's the same thing with on the spiritual side. You're not going to be a blessing or something that God can use or wants to be in His kingdom if you won't receive the discipline and the fire now. It's just that simple, really.
That is.
Do you want to be a son of God?
There you go.
Do you want to walk in his presence? Do you want to have the fullness of Christ in you? Then you've got to go through the steps of the fire. That's part of what you have to do.
Someone should talk about the 10 virgins.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I was just thinking the same thing. Jen, I don't like that. Scripture scares me. Because you've got 10 virgins. They've all been purified. They've gone through the fire.
Yep.
And their heart isn't full of his presence and isn't full of the Holy Spirit. And the door shuts and they're out.
Yep.
And I'm going, oh my God.
Christ came baptizing with the Holy Spirit and fire. And it's now in this time that we're starting to understand the fire. We're seeing that, yes, we've walked in a measure of the fire, but there's so much more to it that's been reserved for this day based upon how the fire has worked in our lives.
Right.
Yes. Search me, O God, and know my heart.
We talk about the unseen restrictions, the unseen chains.
You bet.
That's the point. They're unseen. You're not aware of them, but the Holy Spirit is aware of them. And sometimes you'll go through things and, you know, you've been trying to walk with the Lord with all of your heart. And you're really, really pursuing him. And then the fire gets hotter.
Yep.
It's because you are pursuing him.
Right.
It's because you are reaching in that the fire gets hotter, because he's burning off those things that you're not even aware of that's restricting you. Mm-hmm. Even good things, even things that you would call God in your life, or maybe were God in your life, older levels of walking with him, he's got to set you free from those things so that you can go up higher and to a deeper level with him and a deeper relationship. How are you going to do that?
No.
There's no way you're going to do that because you cherish those things.
Yeah.
Those are your Isaacs.
Yes, yes.
Boy, you talk about a hard thing.
Yeah.
Putting your Isaacs, we call them Isaacs, spiritual Isaacs, spiritual meetings with the Lord, things that God's worked in you that you cherish.
Yep.
Right? Here's Job. I want to bless Job. He's perfect in all his ways. What does he do? He puts the fire to his life and burns up. I mean, from the outside onlooker, they're looking at Job and they're kind of going, it looks like he's
destroying him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just not what he's doing. God's loving him.
Yep.
And he's going, I'm going to bring you closer to me. And at the end, Job goes, you know, I knew of you, but now I see you face to face.
You know, there's an old Johnny Cash song going through my head right now. And you know what it is. It's the ring of fire.
The ring of fire.
And it burns, 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 that ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Ron, am I understanding you correct that this principle of the fire and the Holy Spirit is not new to the Scriptures? You know, it sounds like maybe he started that right in Genesis somewhere.
Mm-hmm. When he promised Noah he would never destroy the world by water again, he decides to use fire instead.
Alan, when you said that thing about him destroying the earth by fire, it talks about how God has reserved fire, that's supposed to be only
for
the devil and his angels. But those who refuse to walk with the Lord, God, we cry out for him right now.
Yeah.
We really do. We cry out. We cry out for the ones that are unsaved, the ones that are running, the ones that don't even care, the ones that are totally indifferent.
Yep.
The ones that are rebellious, we cry out for him right now, Lord. You know, we reach out by faith in our hearts with his love and just believe that we create an open door for all these.
Yeah.
Satan should be so lonely in hell.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know, he should get not one person on this earth. Should he doesn't deserve to have one person on this earth.
Right.
Satan should be left alone.
Yes, not even the lame, the halt, nor the blind will be left behind.
You know, it was the first Adam who brought sin into the world. and the second Adam, or Jesus Christ, who brought life back. And so with that, Ron, I'm standing with you because I believe that as soon as Satan is bound, then people are going to see the truth.
Yes, yes.
For what it is. But people are accustomed to hearing Satan's lies that they don't know the truth.
Right.
They
right.
don't know the truth about salvation or what we're even talking about, you know?
Right.
I loose the hearts of people to open up to the Father.
Well, family, today we've experienced his word being that fire which refines our spirits and that hammer which shatters the rocky elements in our lives so that we can become those vessels of honor and the pure offerings of worship that is pleasing in his sight.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.